pray before we read from the Word of God. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so thankful that we can read in the Word of God that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And so we're thankful that the love of God has been displayed so freely and so kindly to us. Bless in this little message this morning that help would be given. Pray that there would be understanding of the word. Pray for each that listened to us. And there are those that we've been thinking about. We'd think of Bea Capilli. Pray for her healing and ask for a blessing there, as well as others who'd be going through times of sickness or difficulty. So give help now as we look at the word of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to read this morning a little, or this afternoon, this evening, just a little story, and it's found in John chapter 5. And Tintin is going to read from verses 1 to verse 9.
So po sa lahat, babasahin ko po yung mula po sa aklat ni Juan, sa magandang balita ni Juan, chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. Verse 1. Pagkatapos nito, pumunta si Jesus sa Jerusalem upang dumalo sa isang pista ng mga Hudyo. Sa isang pintuan ng lungsod ng Jerusalem kung saan idinadaan ng mga tupa ay may paliguan na ang tawag sa wikang Hebreo ay Bethesda. Sa paligid nito ay may limang silungan. Verse 3, kung saan nakahiga ang maraming may sakit, mga bulag, mga pilay, at mga paralitiko. Verse 4, hinihintay nilang gumalaw ang tubig dahil paminsan ay may isang anghel ng Diyos na bumababa at kinakalawkaw ang tubig. Ang unang makalusong sa tubig pagkatapos makalawkaw ng anghel ay gumagaling kahit ano pa ang kanilang sakit. Verse 5. May isang lalaki roon na 38 taon na nang may sakit. Nakita ni Jesus ang lalaki na nakahiga roon at nalaman niyang matagal na itong may sakit. Kaya tinanong siya ni Jesus, "Gusto mo bang gumaling?" Verse 7, sumagot ang may sakit, "Gusto ko po sana, pero walang tumutulong sa aking lumusong sa tubig kapag kinakalawkaw na ito. Sa tuwing papunta pa lang ako, nauunahan na ako ng iba." Verse 8, sinabi ni Jesus sa kanya, "Tumayo ka, buhatin mo ang higaan mo at lumakad." Verse 9, agad na gumaling ang lalaki. Binuhat niya ang kanyang higaan at lumakad. Nangyari ito sa araw ng pamamahinga.
Thank you, Tintin. So here we have the story of a man who had been sick for a lot of his life.
Ito po nabasa natin tungkol sa isang lalaki na may sakit na matagal ng panahon.
Maybe some parts of the story are maybe something, I don't want to say strange, but different, but there are lessons for it for us today.
Dito po makikita natin yung aral na mapupulot natin sa ating nabasa.
In the chapter previous, the Lord Jesus had spoke to a woman at the well and she was saved.
Sa kabilang chapter po, na mababasa natin yung babae na nakausap niya sa balon, sa may balon, at siya ay naligtas.
So she was saved. That is, her sins were forgiven.
Ang kanyang mga kasalanan po ay nagkaroon ng kapatawaran.
And then the chapter ends with a man and his son was healed.
At yung chapter po na 4, ang nagtatapos po ito na ang kanya, may isang lalaki na ang kanyang anak ay gumaling.
And now in this chapter, the Lord Jesus is moving and he comes into contact with another.
At dito po sa chapter 5, makikita natin na si Panginoong Hesukristo ay nagpagaling din.
it's quite impressive. The Lord Jesus always moved with the word that I was going to use is gone. He always moved with purpose.
Nakakamanghang makita ng ating Panginoong Jesus, siya po ay gumagalaw at ang kanyang mga kilos ay ay mahalaga.
And so now the Lord Jesus comes to Jerusalem and he comes to a place that is named Bethesda.
At dito nga po ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay pumunta po siya sa Jerusalem na ito po ay tinatawag din po na Bethesda.
And so there was a pool. There was suppose some sort of a pool in that part of the city.
At doon po ay may isang pool o paliguan sa lungsod na iyon.
And so the first thing I want to note is that it says by this pool there was a large multitude of people. There was a large number of people.
At dito nga po sa paliguan na ito ay may maraming mga tao na may mga sakit.
And this great number of people, they were characterized by one thing, really. They had great physical needs. We've read of the different descriptions of them, but they all had physical need.
At ang lahat ng mga tao po na nandito, ang may mga may sakit, sila po ay may mga kanya-kanyang pangangailangan.
This story This story reminds us of sin.
Yung kwento po na ito ay nagpapakita lamang sa atin na tayo o sila ay may mga kasalanan.
And so gathered all around this pool were all kinds, all sorts of people, and they were sick.
Dito po nakapaligid po sa paliguan ang iba-ibang tao at may iba-ibang sakit.
That reminds me, at least, of us in our sin.
At ito po ang nagpapaalala sa kanya o sa atin ng ating mga kasalanan.
And as we move around in a world and we look around, we see all kinds of people and we're all affected by sin.
Kita po natin sa ating mundo ngayon na may kanya-kanya o iba-ibang tao. At lahat po tayo ay makasalanan.
Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of God's glory."
Dito nga po sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3, verse 23, mababasa po natin at sinasabi po doon ay sapagkat ang lahat ay nangagkasala nga at hindi nangagkaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
And so at this pool, this is a unique pool. It is a special pool.
Ito nga pong paliguan ay kakaiba at ito ay espesyal.
And it would seem that there was supernatural that would happen here according to our text.
At dito nga po sa ating nabasa, mayroong kakaiba na hindi po siya natural na pangyayari.
And verse 4 tells us that an angel would come down and stir the water, and whoever would get in the water first could be healed.
At dito nga po, mababasa natin na may isang anghel na bumababa at kinakalawkaw ang tubig.
And we are introduced to a man. We're not told his name, but it just says a certain man.
At sinabi nga po dito, hindi po sinabi ang kanyang pangalan, ngunit sinabi po dito na may isang lalaki.
And it says that he had been there for 38 years. That's a long time.
At sinabi nga po dito na siya ay nandoon ng 38 years. Iyon po ay napakatagal na panahon.
And to make the 38 years even longer, he was sick those 38 years.
At ganun nga din po, lalo nagpapatagal dahil po siya ay mayroong sakit ng halos 38 years na.
That reminds us that in our sins, we have been, this man, not sure how long he was at the pool, but for sure he had been sick for 38 years.
Hindi nga po natin alam, maaaring itong taong na ito ay maaaring may sakit na po siya ng 38 years.
It's a reminder to us that we were born sinners. We have been sinners all of our lives.
Pinapaalala po ito sa atin na tayo ay ipinanganak na makasalanan.
Whatever this man's disease was, it left him so that he was unable to help himself.
Kung anuman pong sakit ang mayroon ng lalaking ito, iniwan po siya na walang kakayahan o walang kayang gawin.
His sickness had left him helpless, and there was even no one else that seemed that would help him.
Itong lalaki pong may sakit, siya po ay walang magagawa. Dahil po sa kanyang sakit, naiwan po siya sa lugar na iyon.
Often we don't realize the effect that sin has had in our own lives.
Minsan hindi po natin nakikita o nararamdaman yung epekto ng kasalanan sa ating buhay.
And we move along in our life, sinners, and think we're doing just fine.
Maaring tayo ay nabubuhay sa araw-araw at iniisip natin na tayo ay okay lang.
But spiritually, our sin has left us corrupted, crippled, unable to do anything of spiritual value.
Ngunit ang katotohanan, ang ating espiritual na pangangailangan, tayo ay naiiwan at tayo ay walang nagagawang mabuti dahil sa ating mga kasalanan.
And in fact, the Bible says that we are dead in our sins, in our trespasses against God.
At sinasabi nga po sa Biblia na dahil po sa kasalanan, tayo po ay patay. Patay sa Panginoon at ang ating mga gawa ay walang halaga.
So this man was lying there as a result of his condition.
Itong lalaking ito ay nakahiga doon dahil sa kanyang kondisyon.
You and I are born spiritually dead. We have life physically, but spiritually no response to God.
Katulad din po natin, tayo po ay buhay. Ngunit ang katotohanan, dahil po sa ating mga kasalanan, tayo ay patay espiritual. Wala tayong nagagawang mabuti. Hindi tayo tumutugon sa tawag ng Diyos.
But the wonderful thing about this story is the Lord Jesus intervenes. Along comes the Lord Jesus.
Ngunit ang kagandahan po sa kwentong ito, ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya po ay pumasok.
We aren't told what the man knew with the Lord Jesus. We are just told that the Lord Jesus came along to where he was.
Hindi po dito sinabi kung gaano nga ba kakilala nung lalaki ang ating Panginoon. Ngunit ang ating Panginoon ay lumapit sa kanya.
Maybe you don't realize it or think of it, but every Saturday when we have these messages, maybe the speakers aren't great, but the Lord Jesus is being presented. The Lord Jesus coming along.
Sa katunayan nga po, sa tuwing tayo nagbibigay ng mensahe dito, maaring ang tagapahayag ay hindi ganong kaganda o kagaling. Ngunit ipinapakita at ipinapahayag po ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
And so the Lord Jesus sees him there. He knows he's been there a long time. And he says, "Man, are you going to be healed?"
Ang ating Panginoong Jesus po, alam niya kung gaano nakatagal yung lalaki na nakahiga doon. At tinanong niya yung lalaki, "Gusto mo bang gumaling?"
And I'm just looking at this and maybe I'm reading more into it, but it looks like his healing was not his priority.
Maaring nakita po dito ni teacher habang binabasa po niya, maaring ang kanyang pagaling ay hindi yun ang mahalaga sa kanya.
I'm not being critical of the man. I just I was just looking at it, and we'll see. I don't think his healing was a priority.
No, hindi po niya kinikritikal o yung tao na ito. Ngunit, maaaring ang pagaling ay wala po sa isip o hindi po yun ang kanyang unang kagustuhan.
He planned to be healed, but we'll look at it and see what it says.
At plano po niyang gumaling, yung lalaki, plano po niyang gumaling.
And so the man says, when the water is troubled, I don't have anybody to help me. And while I am coming,
at sumagot po yung lalaki sa kanya na may sakit. Kapag ang tubig ay kinakalawkaw, walang tutulong sa akin.
It just seemed to me, it says, this is what it says in English at least, anyway, while I am coming, while I am making my way.
Dito po sinabi na sa tuwing ako'y papunta, habang ako ay bumababa.
I often wondered in my own little simple mind, why didn't he lay right beside the pool? And as soon as the angel came, he could just roll right in. He would be making it a priority. That's just my silly imagination.
So, naisip po ni teacher, bakit hindi siya humiga malapit doon sa paliguan na sa tuwing kakalokawin yung tubig, ay siya ay gumulong na lamang papunta doon sa paliguan.
When it comes to you and I, often we know we are sinners, and yet we just delay. Someday I'm going to be saved, but it's not a priority right now.
So kagaya po noon, alam po ng bawat isa sa atin na tayo'y makasalanan. Ngunit hindi po natin iyon ginagawang una o priority na baka bukas o sa susunod na mga araw o sa dating na panahon ako ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan, ako'y maliligtas.
I was 15 years old before I got saved, and maybe think, well, that wasn't very old. That was 15 years. Something could have happened.
Si Teacher Daryl po, siya po ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan nung siya ay 15 anyos. At sinabi niya yung 15 years ay hindi naman ganong katagal.
Reminds us of the verse in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. And the last part of it says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
At ito po ay pinapaalala po sa atin sa mga salita ng Diyos. Dito po sa 2 Corinthians chapter 6. No, chapter 6 verse 2. Dito po sa huling bahagi. Narito ngayon ang panahong ukol. Narito ngayon ang araw ng kaligtasan.
And so this man, it doesn't seem like he had a priority on his healing, and often we don't have a priority on our salvation.
Kaya po dito sa taong may sakit, kahit na hindi po iyon ang priority niya o yung unang-una niyang kagustuhan, katulad din po natin na tayo po ay makasalanan at hindi rin po natin priority o unang-una na tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
But God very definitely puts a priority on our salvation. And he says, we need to be saved now. We need to be saved today if we are not saved.
Ngunit ang ating Diyos, ito ay binibigyan niyang diin. Ito ang kanyang priority na ang bawat isa sa atin ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan ngayong araw, ngayon mismo.
And so then the man highlights another problem. He says, while I am coming, there is no one that can help me. And somebody gets in ahead of me. No one to help.
Kaya dito sinabi po nung taong may sakit. Sinabi po niya na walang tumutulong sa akin. Lumusong sa tuwig kapag ito ay kinakalawkaw. Walang tumutulong o walang nakakatulong sa akin.
Do you know that when it comes to dealing with our sin, we can't get help from anyone else, really, when it comes to our sins being forgiven.
Kaya po sa ating mga kasalanan, wala pong kahit na sino man ang makakatulong sa atin dahil ito ay ating kasalanan.
A preacher can't save us. A priest can't save us. Changing our life, trying to do the best we can, none of that will save us.
Kaya nga po yung mga preacher o mga tagapahayag ng mabuting balita ay hindi po makakatulong sa atin. Ang mga pari, ang pamumuhay ng mabuti, ang pagiging gumawa ng ating best sa kahit na anong bagay ay hindi po nakakatulong sa atin.
And this man realized that he was without strength. He had no one to help and he couldn't do it himself.
Kaya po na napagtanto ng lalaki na wala po siyang kayang gawin, wala po siyang magagawa para sa kanyang sarili.
Romans chapter 5 verse number 6 says, when we are yet without strength, in due time, at the proper time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Kaya mababasa po natin dito po sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 5, verse 6. Sapagkat nang tayo ay may hina pa, ay namatay si Kristo sa kapanahunan dahil sa mga masama.
But the story ends off on a happy note. The Lord Jesus, he says to him, he says, stand up and take up your bed and walk.
Ngunit dito nga po, nagkaroon po ng tulong. Sinabi po ni Jesus sa kanya, dito sa lalaking may sakit, tumayo ka, buhatin mo ang higaan mo at lumakad.
And the man realized that the only one that could help him in his condition was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the only one who could heal him.
At dito nga po, napagtanto at nakita ng lalaki na ang tanging makakatulong sa kanya ay si Jesus, ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
When it comes to our sins, your sin and my sin, there is only one who can deal, who can forgive with our, who can deal with or forgive our sins.
At sa para nga po sa kasalanan, sa iyong kasalanan at sa aking kasalanan, ang ating Panginoong Hesus lamang po ang makakatulong, siya lamang po ang makakaharap, makakapagpatawad ng ating mga kasalanan.
And I think every one of us are thankful for friends and people that we can count on. Maybe if we need help or if we are sick, we have friends who will come and will help us.
Maaaring tayo ay magpapasalamat po tayo dahil tayo may mga kaibigan na maaaring nakakatulong sa atin kapag tayo ay may sakit. Sila ay pumupunta, dumadalaw at nagbibigay ng tulong.
But not a person on earth can take away our sin except for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngunit walang sinumang tao dito sa mundo ang makakaalis ng ating mga kasalanan, ngunit ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
And so, like this man, we are born in a needy condition. He was born, or I don't know if he was born that way, but he had a condition that left him totally helpless.
Katulad ng lalaki na may sakit, siya po ay ipinanganak, maaring siya ay ipinanganak na may sakit. Tayo din po ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. At tayo po ay nangangailangan tulad ng taong may sakit na nangangailangan.
And you and I, we were born spiritually dead, helpless, unable to heal ourselves.
Kaya ikaw at ako, tayong lahat ay ipinanganak ng makasalanan. Kaya tayong lahat ay walang buhay espiritual. At tayong lahat ay walang kakayahan, at tayo ay nangangailangan.
And the Lord Jesus deliberately met this man. He came to where he was. The Lord Jesus came to where this man was. He was the only one who could heal him, and he did.
Kaya ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya po ay pumunta sa taong ito, sa taong may sakit, dahil siya lamang ang makakatulong o makaka makakapagpagaling sa lalaking ito.
This reminds us of another verse, Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Peter is speaking, he is preaching, and he is speaking with the Lord Jesus, and he says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
At dito po, pinapaalala din po sa atin sa salita ng Diyos, aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 4, verse 12. Dito po sinabi ni Pedro, "At sa kanino mang iba ay walang kaligtasan, sapagkat walang ibang pangalan sa silong ng langit na ibinigay sa tao, sa mga tao, na sukat nating ikaligtas."
Today, there is one who can save you from your sin. It is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sa ngayong araw, may isang taong makakaligtas o makakapagpatawad ng iyong kasalanan. Iyon ay ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
The Bible records it, and it has been spoken on this meeting many, many times, how that the Lord Jesus came into this world and he died for our sins on the cross.
Dito po ay naka-record o nakasulat sa banal na aklat sa Biblia, at ito po din po ay ipinapahayag tuwing Sabado kung ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay pumunta upang iligtas ang bawat isa.
You know how this man was healed? He heard the words of the Lord Jesus and he trusted in them.
Papaano nga ba gumaling ang taong may sakit? Narinig niya ang salita ng Diyos at nagtiwala sa salita ng Diyos at ginawa kung ano ang sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
The Lord Jesus told the man, he said, "Get up and walk." And it says, immediately the man got up. He listened to the word of the Lord.
Sinabi sa kanya ni Jesus, "Tumayo ka. Buhatin mo ang higaan mo at lumakad." At agad na gumaling ang lalaki, binuhat niya ang kanyang higaan at lumakad. Narinig niya ang salita ng ating Panginoong Diyos at ginawa niya ang salita ng ating Panginoong Diyos.
There's a verse in the Old Testament, I think it's in the book of the Psalms, and it just popped in my head now. And it says, "Whoever puts their trust in the Lord is safe."
Meron pong ang verse na kanyang naisip sa ngayon lang sa aklat po ng Salmo. Sinasabi po doon na kung sino man ang magtitiwala sa kanya ay maliligtas.
And so there's the story of the man in John chapter 5. Totally helpless, looked like he would never be healed, but he came in contact with the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus saved him, rescued him.
At dito nga po, yung napag-aralan natin o nabasa natin sa aklat po ni Juan chapter 5, yung isang lalaki na may sakit, siya po ay walang kahit na anong kakayahan. Siya po ay nangangailangan ng tulong. Ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay pumunta sa kanya at binigyan siya ng tulong at siya ay gumaling.
Can you imagine if the man had not responded to the Lord Jesus? If he just said, "No, not today, not today," the Lord Jesus would have kept going and the man would have stayed there in a sin.
Maisip po ba natin na what if po yung lalaking may sakit, hindi po siya tumugon sa tawag ng Panginoon. Sinabi niya sa Panginoon na, "Hindi, okay lang. Okay lang ako, wag kang pumunta. Wag kang lumapit sa akin." Maaaring ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay hindi lumapit o umalis na lamang. At itong taong may sakit ay hanggang ngayon, siya ay nakahiga pa rin at may sakit.
The man's condition was serious. But if you are not saved in your sins, your condition is far, far more serious.
Ang kondisyon po ng lalaking may sakit ay napakaseryoso. Ngunit ang ating mga kasalanan o ang ating kasalanan ay mas higit na seryoso.
The man was healed that day by the Lord Jesus. You could be forgiven of your sins today. Salvation is available today.
Yung malaking may sakit po ay gumaling sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Ngunit tayo ay maaaring magkaroon ng kaligtasan sa araw na ito sa pamamagitan po ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo.
I'm going to quote Romans 5 and 6 one more time. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That is why he came into the world, to put away sin by himself.
Dito po, sapagkat, Romans 5 and 6, sapagkat nang tayo ay mahihina pa, ay namatay si Kristo sa kapanahunan dahil sa mga masama.
Okay, we are going to close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the many records we have in the Bible where the Lord Jesus, he would move, he would stop, and he would take the time to heal those that were in need, in their sicknesses, in their sin. And there are pictures to us that even today, the Lord Jesus is willing and able and wants to heal us from our sins. We would pray that any who are listening today, if they are not saved, that like this man, they might realize the seriousness of sin and even be saved today. So we ask for thy blessing. Remember those that are sick, we'd ask, and remember the needs of each that are listening today. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.